Magic number 9 hockey broadcast special playoff edition. Game 1, Washington Capitals versus New York Rangers. Last year's rematch hate fest, East Coast style. Well, last year the Capitals were under the leadership of one Bruce Boudreau, who is in the playoffs now with the Anaheim Ducks. Bruce is a defense-minded coach, and the defense system was what the Capitals were playing last year, and it strangled the heart and the captain. The Capitals organization won. Ovi, mighty Alex Ovechkin. He had a good year this year. Call him Mr. April. He came back hard. Scored goals like a snowstorm. Last year, the Rangers eliminated the Capitals. And it was bad blood between them, as there usually is. Coach Tortorella of the Rangers is a brazen, outspoken prick, which is kind of endearing in an odd way, in an odd hockey kind of way. He's never shy to say when he's disgusted with his own team. He's never shy to say anything about anything, frankly. And for that, I admire him. I don't like the Rangers, though. I never have. I think most New York teams are provincial, arrogant sons of bitches. But their original six, they've got a couple of Stanley Cups over 60 years. And as such, you got to respect them. It's another case of, I don't like them, but I'm damn sure not going to turn my back on them. And they have rebuilt a lot of their lines and a lot of their people. They dumped Marian Gaborik, who I think just had a personality thing with Tortorella. I think Torts was oil and Gaborik was water. So basically, they had an exchange program with the Columbus Blue Jackets where the Rangers offloaded most of their less desirables to pick up Rick Nash, franchise player from Columbus. Put some more firepower on the front line. Get a little bit smoother consistency across all four. And they brought in Ryan Klo, my third favorite Newfoundlander from the San Jose Sharks, where, let's face it, Diva Thornton just wasn't feeling him. Seems like anytime a player gets a little bit too good, Thornton wants him gone. And since Klo was the fighting heart of the Sharks for at least the last 2 years, although he didn't produce as much as Joe, I can see there being a clash of dominant personalities there. Of course, the first game that Klo showed up in for the Rangers, he scored 2 goals after having scored 0 all season with San Jose, prompting his trade. Unfortunately, Klo's injured. Bye-bye. See ya. Not a factor. So what you have is a rebuilt, streamlined Rangers team and a Capitals team that is currently the hottest in hockey. They came in through the end of the play. The end of the regular season, they exploded. They went from very low in the crappiest Southeastern. The crappiest division in NHL is Southeast. Gee, I wonder why. No snow, maybe? Yeah, could be. They rallied. They managed to get past the Winnipeg Jets with the help of the Winnipeg Jets losing streak. Just sort of Caps got hot, Jets got cold. See you next year, Jets. Which is a shame. You gotta root for the Peggers. I mean, they've been so done over for so long by the NHL. I would really like to see the Jets in the playoffs, but 'twas not to be. So the Capitals are on a streak, and their new coach, Adam Oates, is a much more flexible system, much more offensively minded, much more balance. Where Boudreau sought to strangle, Oates seeks to squirt through cracks and produce offense, especially depending on Alex Ovechkin. And when Ovechkin is hot, you better watch out. He's big, he hits hard, he can crash through traffic, he's not shy about charging the net, and his shot is legitimately compared to the sniping skills of Sidney Crosby, his chief rival. They don't like each other, probably because they're so similar. The difference being that Crosby's a whiner and Alex is a powder. But hey, whatever scores the points. And it was Ovechkin who led the Capitals to their victory in Game 1 over the Rangers. Notable failure on the Rangers' part, Michael Delzato, who normally I like a lot. Worthless. Totally just did not. Just a lot of failure there. The Caps end up steamrolling the Rangers, and frankly, I think that given the fact that they now know how to play defense really well from the Boudreaux days, but now have the freedom to be more who they are, which is an offensive team under Oates, you got a real dangerous combination here. I'm going to say Caps in six. I think the Rangers aren't done. I think they're going to come out hard, especially at the Garden. But the bottom line was, the Caps won. And Lundqvist got outplayed, outshot. He got smoked. Lundqvist is supposed to be the top goalie in the league. Not last night. Whereas the relatively unheard of Braden Holtby, long underestimated, was stellar. So there's my prediction on that. Caps in six. They keep playing offense the way they're playing, and yet handling their defensive responsibilities well. I see the Rangers fracturing, becoming frustrated, and losing. That's all for me. I'll see you next game.